Makers and takers. Why conservatives work harder, feel happier, have closer families, take fewer drugs, give more generously, value honesty more, are less materialistic and envious, whine less, and even hug their children more than liberals. By Peter Schweitzer. Narrated by Johnny Heller. Copyright 2008 by Peter Schweitzer. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Doubleday, an imprint of the Doubleday Broadway Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. Why conservatives and liberals are different. All people are born alike, Groucho Marx once said, except Republicans and Democrats. Groucho might have been joking, but today the differences between liberals and conservatives are widely discussed and debated, and somehow they always break to the advantage of the left. What's more, it's not conservative ideas that are under assault, but conservatives themselves. Conservatives are said to suffer from severe personality defects and a host of other maladies that make them dysfunctional, if not actually dangerous. George Lakoff, a professor of linguistics at the University of California at Berkeley, where else, has a popular theory. Embracing the unimpeded pursuit of self-interest, conservatives will do pretty much anything to get what they want. Lakoff has nightmares because conservatives are mean and greedy, and what is even scarier is that they believe what they say. On top of which, they're abusive to their kids. They ignore their children when they cry, and are instead busy beating them with sticks, belts, and paddles, he writes. Unlike conservatives, Democrats believe in working for the public good.